This is Morning Edition on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. The biggest race on tomorrow's Democratic primary ballot is for governor. The primary pits State Senator Dan Feltes against Executive Counselor Andrew Valinsky. According to a recent UNH poll, the Democrats vying to take on incumbent Republican Chris Sununu are locked in a dead heat. NHPR's Josh Rogers joins me now to discuss where things stand in the race's final stretch. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning, Peter.
So lots in common for Feltes and Valinsky. Both are from Concord, both are lawyers, and both are running as progressives. How are they differentiating themselves down the stretch?
Well, you know, one way this primary has been interesting is that excepting for the issue of broad-based taxes, Dan Feltes has embraced the pledge to oppose new broad-based taxes. Andrew Valinsky loudly rejects it. You know, the lines dividing these candidates policy-wise are pretty slim. There's been plenty of fighting over who's purer on environmental and energy issues. Valinsky's made much of his wholesale opposition to natural gas pipelines in the state, and Feltes's relative openness in that regard. And, you know, the candidates have also fought over who's purer on campaign finance issues, quarreling, for instance, over a few under $500 checks they've received. And, you know, I have to say, even as a political reporter who writes about campaign finance issues, some of the fighting on this front has gotten awfully specific. But, you know, the intensity with which their campaigns have been willing to litigate this thing may be kind of telling. And, you know, I think it probably illustrates the degree to which courting activists around specific issues on really narrow grounds is something that both campaigns see as crucial. Late last week, Dan Feltes was really leaning into solar energy while Andrew Valinsky was getting out and about his plan to legalize marijuana and allow it to be sold at liquor stores. And, you know, it's interesting that Valinsky also is quite supportive of solar energy and Feltes is open to marijuana legalization. So, you know, really a lot of this primary has been kind of a matter of emphasis.
So in most ways, there's no huge differences policy-wise, but it does appear Valinsky is trying to make sure primary voters see him to Feltes's left in ideological terms.
I think that's fair. And, you know, Dan Feltes has also worked hard to set himself up as the candidate perhaps more palatable to a broader array of Democratic voters. And, you know, that's likely helped Feltes build his stronger core of what you might consider to be establishment support, which, you know, has historically tended to carry the day in Democratic gubernatorial primaries. You have to go back to 2000 to find a year in which Democratic primary voters in New Hampshire didn't really gravitate more to the establishment candidate. And, you know, that was also the last time Democrats nominated someone who had rejected the pledge to veto broad-based taxes. And, you know, the way this issue has been talked about in this campaign is interesting. You know, Valinsky, he does reject the pledge loudly, but he also isn't proposing a specific new broad-based tax. And, you know, Dan Feltes, while promising to veto any broad-based tax, is often talked about as opposition in, you know, what you might consider non-categorical terms. He said 2020 is not a broad-based tax year, you know, arguing, I suppose, for pragmatism and also, you know, maybe being canny about not trying to offend the many Democratic primary voters who do oppose the pledge in favor of moving towards a broad-based tax. But, you know, 2020 is not the year, you know, also suggests the possibility that another year could be a year for a broad-based tax. And, you know, I think we can expect the Sununu campaign to tease out that notion should Feltes end up winning tomorrow.
Is the choice for Democrats then more about leadership style than policy differences?
Well, both these guys, by dint of their positions and by dint of their political ambitions, have really been trying to set themselves up as foils to Governor Sununu for some time. Feltes, by pushing key Democratic bills through the legislature on things like renewable energy, paid family leave, campaign finance matters that, you know, Governor Sununu has vetoed on many of these. Feltes's argument is essentially that he's led Democrats and stood up for so-called everyday people, as Sununu has, you know, apparently done the bidding of the powerful. You know, anyone who's listened to him knows Dan Feltes is rather dogged about that kind of framing. But, you know, I think COVID-19 has made the emphasis on specific bills and vetoes less urgent than Dan Feltes probably imagined it would be. And, you know, Andrew Valinsky, meanwhile, has been a vocal opponent to Sununu nominees at the council table, often with a real ideological focus. And he's brought an intensity to that opposition, which is gotten him a lot of attention, not all of it good, by the way. And think of him on Sununu's education nominees and his role in Sununu's fighting and the council's rejection of Sununu's nomination of Attorney General Gordon McDonald to the Supreme Court. sometimes Walensky's gone pretty scorched earth, and some Democrats are really into that, others aren't. But the approach has definitely been distinctive.
You mentioned that it's been almost 20 years since Democratic primary voters didn't pick the more establishment candidate. How relevant is that dynamic going to be tomorrow?
Who knows, Peter? And, one can sort of overcook the establishment versus outsider framing generally, and certainly how it applies to Dan Feltes and Andrew Walensky. And in a year like this, given what's going on in New Hampshire and the world, orthodoxy on the pledge may not be top of mind for most people. And, while Democrats tend to win the corner office in presidential years, you actually have to go back to 1992 to find a year when they didn't. Governor Sununu is looking, quite strong right now. So, you do wonder how much that might influence Democratic primary voters' thinking. Does it make them take more of a flyer in the primary, or, stick to somebody who's tried to adhere to the party's more traditional recipe, or does it even enter their minds? I mean, there's, a lot we don't know, and, folks will be voting tomorrow. And, between now and then, both campaigns are going to be working to get out their voters, at least those who haven't cast ballots, already absentee. A little bit later this morning, Dan Feltes will be rallying with union members at Teamsters headquarters in Manchester. And, Andrew Walensky will be rallying supporters later today at Labor Day events. And he's going to be participating in a Zoom event tonight where Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is also going to make an appearance.
NHPR's Josh Rogers, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And you can find more of our election coverage at nhpr.org, including our 2020 voter guide to help answer your questions about how to vote during the COVID-19 pandemic. This is Morning Edition on NHPR.